Good morning, I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. June is LGBTQ Pride Month, when people of varying sexual orientations and genders can celebrate that diversity. And this weekend, Baltimore will celebrate its 42nd year of Pride with a block party, parade, musical performances, and various events around the city. Joining me to talk about all of the activities this weekend and the importance of Pride to the LGBTQ community is Mimi Demaso, co-chair of Pride and executive co-director of the Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, and Transgender Community Center of Baltimore and Central Maryland. Welcome, Mimi.
Hi.
So this year, Baltimore's Pride theme is Unleashed.
Yes.
What does that mean to you?
We actually opened up the theme to the public, and we asked people from the community to send us some recommendations. The youth came up with several different recommendations, and we picked Unleashed. And so what it means to me, to answer your question, is it's to lead your life unapologetically, to feel pride and confidence and just being secure and happy in who you are. Pride is our way of trying to showcase all the different groups within the community and to do it in a way that's absolutely fabulous and fun and exciting and high energy. And we also have a larger space this year. We're expecting a greater number of folks to come join us at this year's Pride. We also have the largest parade this year that's ever been done before.
How do you measure that?
We have the largest amount of entries. And we also are walking the greatest distance. So we are starting in Mount Vernon and ending in Charles North. That's a pretty nice little hike. And we have, about 130, 140 entries.
That's a big parade.
Yeah.
Tell me about some of the events this weekend. What's going on?
So it's actually what's happening this weekend are the two Pride festivals. So on Saturday, we're going to have a pre-Pride event happening at 12:30, and then we're going to have a high heel race, which is a tradition where we have folks wearing high heels running a race, just as it sounds, although this year we're making them carry water balloons as well. After that, Pride is going to officially start with the parade, which starts at 2 o'clock. And then 4 o'clock, the block party officially opens. At 4:30, Youth Pride officially opens. And everything comes to a close at 10 o'clock Saturday night. Sunday, we have the festival at Druid Hill Park, which has been going on for several years now. It actually starts off with a prayer from several different religious groups. And then the festival itself officially starts at 1 o'clock, although we'll have the DJ booths playing music as early as 11:30, and our bar should also be operational by then. But the Day Festival officially starts at 1 o'clock and it ends at 6 p.m. However, Pride Month, or the month of June, is the month where we're hosting about 77 different events throughout the city. So these events have started last week, and a lot of events are taking place this week as well, leading up to the weekend Pride Festival, and will continue to take place after the weekend is over, until probably the end of June. I think there might be even a couple in July and August.
Boy, there's a lot going on.
There is. We have a lot to be proud of.
You've mentioned several ways in which young people have influenced how you're shaping this weekend, but I assume you're trying to appeal to a range of ages.
Yeah, the GLCCB serves the entire spectrum of the SGL LGBTQ community. So in doing that, we do our best to be incredibly inclusive. And we do that through our events. We also try to do that with the entertainment lineup.
So tell me some of the entertainers.
I guess the biggest name, or the biggest exciting name that we have for Saturday, is Big Frida. She's a performer that is probably a youth favorite and a national favorite. We also have Jessica Strutta. She's from the Pussycat Dolls. And we also have some local entertainment in there, because we also want to give representation to Baltimore artists and give them some access.
That's Mimi Demaso, executive co-director of the Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, and Transgender Community Center of Baltimore and Central Maryland, here on The Record on WYPR. I'm Sheila Cast. Mimi Demaso is also co-chair of Baltimore Pride 2017, and that's what we're talking about. This past Monday was the anniversary of the shooting at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando. 49 people killed, 58 wounded. It was the deadliest terrorist attack in the U.S. since 9/11/2001. What impact do you think the Pulse anniversary has had on Pride this year?
You know, it reminded us as a community, I think, that the struggle really isn't over. We've had some pretty big wins, but there's also some things that we haven't achieved yet. That massacre itself, you know, it highlighted some other issues within the community, what it means to be closeted still, because a lot of the folks that were killed in the nightclub weren't out to their families. So that was their family's first time even knowing that their children are same-gender loving. So part of being unleashed this year, part of being unapologetic of who we are, is to say that we see these forces, these external forces attacking our community. I mean, you can look at perhaps like new leadership within our country. And anyway, so that event, that tragic event, I think has probably given us a sense of alarm and a sense of purpose and a sense of we can't sit back and just be quiet or be silent or be invisible any longer. And if there was a sense of complacency, that has been shuttered.
How has Pride grown over time in Baltimore?
Sheila, I can't really speak to the entire history of Pride. It's been over 44 years. But I do want to mention that Baltimore Pride is really the largest Pride that takes place in the state of Maryland. And we attract the largest amount of folks. I think it's getting larger and larger throughout the year. But one thing that I did see that was a significant change in this year's Pride is that we've seen a lot more collaboration with the city government. For instance, Monday night, we had a mayoral reception where the mayor honored various same-gender-loving LGBTQ activists throughout the city, and I think it's the first of its kind. So this is a change that we're also seeing in the current administration. In addition to that, we just had a lot more partnership and collaboration with the city, which is new. But as far as Pride is concerned, I mean, I think we're seeing it grow. We're seeing it not just be something that's only for the SGL LGBTQ community, but we're seeing it be a festival for all people.
And for someone who hasn't been to Pride before, what would you say to them about what the celebration means to the LGBTQ community?
You know, let me take that question personally. So for me, I think my first Pride was the first time that I was able to see other people like me. And it was the first time where I didn't feel like I had to hide. You know, like you end up going to certain places and you have to hide certain parts of yourself. But during Pride, you can be completely free and accepted. It's an empowering experience if you've never had that. And so if you haven't had that privilege, then to have it during this event is incredibly empowering. And it's something that it's almost like a new awakening, right? So for some folks who do identify within the spectrum, that could be something that they can get. For someone who doesn't identify in the spectrum, but who does go to Pride, we'll just have an amazing time. There's a lot of great food, drinks, music. It's a lovely festival.
I appreciate you telling us about it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Mimi Demaso, co-director of the Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, and Transgender Community Center of Baltimore in Central Maryland. She's co-chair of this year's Pride celebration. This is On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. At the On the Record page, we have a link to the Pride calendar of events. Quick break now, and then, linking both Father's Day and Pride, a Stoop story about the enduring love of a father. I'm Sheila Cast. Stay with us.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.